Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. On earth, here, now, as it is in heaven. Take a moment and center yourself on the presence of God. Many of us have not come in this morning empty-hearted. Something has been on your mind and your heart. Bring that before Him this morning. Invite His presence into that space of your heart. This morning, we're going to consider God's invitation for you to trust Him. Hear the words of Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 through 8. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They will be like a tree planted by water, that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Consider this question before the Lord this morning. Is there an area in my heart where the Lord is inviting me to trust Him more deeply? Is it with an emotion inside of you? Is it with a circumstance before you? A specific need you have? A relationship? A child of yours? Something in regard to ministry? Lord, where are you inviting us to trust you more deeply? Tim Keller says this, and I replace the word faith with trust in this quote. It is not the strength of your trust, but the object of your trust that actually saves you. Strong trust in a weak branch is fatally inferior to weak trust in a strong branch. Maybe your trust in this area is weak this morning, but let us prayerfully consider the strength of the object we trust in. The Lord is the creator of all things. Lord, open our eyes to see why we can trust you as our creator. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. The Lord says to you now, trust me. I am the creator of all things. The Lord is the sovereign ruler over all things. Lord, open our eyes to behold why we can trust you as the sovereign one. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and those who dwell therein. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, and he does according to his will among the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say to him, what have you done? And we know, oh God, help us to know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. The Lord says to you now, trust me. I am sovereign over all things. The Lord loves you, is for you, and cares for you now, today. Lord, open our eyes to see why we can trust you as the lover of our souls. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid? God, who am I that I should be afraid? Who am I that I shouldn't trust you? But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Lord says to you now, trust me, I love you right now. I care for you. I am for you. Not against you. The Lord is with you now, and he will never leave you. Lord, open our eyes to behold why we can trust you in the ever constancy of your presence with us. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be discouraged. Fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. The Lord says to you now, trust me. I am near, right here with you. I'm not going anywhere, ever. Oh Lord, as we move into this day and into this week, we recognize the noise that will beckon our trust away from you. The tasks, the ministry, the burdens, what people think about us, how to solve the problems before us. May we continue our race today, laying aside every weight and sin that so easily entangles, looking to Jesus, trusting in Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. The author and perfecter of our trust. Amen.